Blog Talk Radio. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace this morning, but I want you to know we're getting ready to hear from God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise thy name. God, we lift your name up high. We give you all the praise and glory. God, we honor thee because you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you're going to do this day, this hour, and forever. Have your way, God, in the hearts of our people today. Give them revelation knowledge. Give them understanding, God, as we walk through your word. Lord, we just thank you for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we would like to welcome you again to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary McCoy, and we are ready to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save millions of souls. So today, you're going to find us in the Word of God as always. We're going to be coming from the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. And we're going to begin at that very first verse. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their preparing, departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh parts, and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." When we remember in the Word of God, when we remember how God had called the man of God, he called Moses to go and to deliver his people, the Israel, from the hands of the taskmasters, from those that had came against God's people, that had them doing a hard labor and having them abusing them and having them to have sorrow in their heart. These same people had cried unto the Lord because they wanted God to deliver them. They wanted God to deliver them from the taskmasters, from those that were coming against them. They were in not their land, but they were in a strange land. It was in a land that was unhappy. So after them petitioning God, and after God hearing their prayer, God sent the man Moses to bring his people out so they could be able to serve him, so they could be able to pray, that they'll be able to honor him. So here we find in the 16th chapter of Exodus, when God have brought his people out, because he did, he brought them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He brought them out because he loved them. He brought them out because he didn't want to see them continually to go through the hardship that they were going through. But yet, how soon do we forget? Have you ever been in a situation that you were going through, it seems like a wilderness experience? and it seems like forever that you were going through whatever you were going through. It may have been you a loss of a job. It may have been the finance in your home. Whatever it may have been, it seems as it was a wilderness experience. But we see that the people of Israel, we see that they had soon forgot the God that they served. They forgot the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the God, the true and the living God. They forgot about God. They forgot that He is God and He is God all by Himself. These people, God's people, God had brought this big congregation out from the hands of the enemy, those that was coming against His people. And we see that these people, after God had did all of these great and mighty things, how He brought them out across the Red Sea, how He divided it and caused them to go through the Red Sea and put walls up them so they didn't even drown, then yet these people were so ungrateful. They forgot that even as what God did in that time to bring them out, God was still able to bring them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. I believe at this time that God was testing the people to see whether or not they really cared, that they really loved Him, that they really trust Him, that they really have confidence in Him. But we see in the Word of God that these people, the people that should have been appreciative, should have had thanksgiving in their heart, they had began to murmur. In other words, they was grumbling. Have you ever seen a grumbling person that not appreciative, that don't care what someone has already done for them? All they can think about the present, what I don't have, what I want. And this is what the people of God had began to do. They began to murmur, and they began to murmur against Moses. See, God called this man Moses to go and get His people out of the Egyptian land. He called him, and he told him, he and Aaron, to go and to get His people. And so we know that Aaron was his mouthpiece, and we knew that Aaron was speaking in behalf of Moses, but God truly called Moses. That's who He had appeared to, so that He could go and deliver the Israelites out of the hand of the enemy. So here we find, after they had been delivered, after everything seemed to be all right, and sometimes after the storm has calmed, and it seems like everything, you can praise God when it seems like everything is going your way. You can say hallelujah and praise the Lord. But when things began not to go your way, then you began to murmur and you began to complain. You began to complain against the apostle. You began to complain against the prophet. You began to complain against the pastor and the evangelist, who that teacher is, who that leader is, because you don't like what is happening. It may be as these people, God was testing their faith, testing their endurance, but yet they had began to murmur. They began, as we said, they murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Have you ever been in a wilderness experience when it seems like nothing is going right? There is nothing. It seems like you don't have what you had maybe had before. And that's when the people of God began to think about their experience. It wasn't that so good that they had before. It wasn't where they were when they was in bondage, because they were in bondage. They was working on a taskmaster. Why do you think they prayed, and why did they intercede before God? Why did they go before God? Because they wanted to get up and out of there. They wanted God to deliver them. So when God brought them out, here we see the ungrateful people, how they began to murmur against Moses, murmured against their leader. And this is not what God wanted them to do, but yet they did. That was on the inside of them. That was in their heart. So what was in their heart, they began to show it in their reaction. And then they began to speak it out, the things that they was feeling on the inside. I'm talking about a wilderness experience. And the word of God tells us, and the children of Israel said to them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt." I mean, what a sad commentary in the day's time. What a sad commentary in their time, that they would have died. They would have rather had died by the hand of God in the land of Egypt. They said, when we sat by the flesh pot, they began to, you know, sometimes people, when God bring them out of sin, and God bring them out with a strong hand, a stretched out arm and a hand, we began a strong hand and a stretched out arm, or people forget, and they began to reminisce of the good times that they think that they have in the world. I mean, I'm taking you back now. You may have thought about, you know, I used to go to the club. I used to do this and I used to do that. I used to have my friends over, and we used to have a card game, and we did this and we did that. They began to go back, you know, as to what they did when they was in bondage. They didn't know they was in bondage, but yes, they were in bondage. You know, when they got drunk and then couldn't have walk, and then couldn't have to have people to assist them. I'm talking about people that used to, after God had delivered them out of darkness, literally darkness, they would forget what God did in their life. So we see that the Israelites, they began to complain about Moses and Aaron. And then they would begin to think about, you know, I wish that God would have, the Lord would have killed us. We would have died by the hand of the Lord while they were in Egypt. See what they began to think about. Come on. They began to think about, they said, when we sat by the flesh pot and when we did eat bread to the full, we got all the food we want. We were full when we were in bondage, when we were in the in that land in Egypt. See how quickly we forget about the grace of God and the mercy of God. And see how quick we forget the goodness of God when we go through testing time, when we go through time in our lives. So they began to say, when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness. They're talking to the man of God. Oh my God. You have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole, all of them, and this big congregation, this great assembly. You brought us out here to kill us with hunger. And then the word of God said, and then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not," whether they're going to walk in the law of God. So in a way, when he said, "I'm going to prove them," in other words, he said, "I'm going to test them. I'm going to test them. So therefore, the word of God say, and it came to pass that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all of the children of Israel, at evening, when you shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt, and in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord. But that he hears your murmuring against the Lord, and what are we that you murmur against us? Oh my God. In other words, you're not murmuring against, you think you are murmuring or complaining about me, but in essence, you are murmuring and you are complaining about God, because they began to think about where they were before. They were in a hard place. They were in a miserable place. They wasn't able to give God the praise and the glory and to pray the way that God wanted them to pray. But instead of being grateful for what God had done in their life, they began to murmur and they began to complain. So here we see in that fourth verse how God had began to told Moses that he was going to rain bread from heaven for them. He's going to bring it. In other words, he said, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, at eve, then you shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. Now, it wasn't enough that God opened the Red Sea. It wasn't enough for him, for God to do all the miracles that he did when they were in bondage, when they was in the land of Egypt, in order to get Pharaoh to let them go. It wasn't enough that they soon forgot what God did in order to bring them out of bondage. You are murmuring. When you think you're murmuring against us, in other words, we're your leaders. We are the men of God that God has put in order to bring you out and give you direction as God directed them. See, it's not us doing this, but you are, we're being used of God to do this, but we are men of God that God has instructed a plan to bring you out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm, which he already has shown them. But it's something about a hungry man or hungry people when they get hungry. I'm not talking about hungry for the word of God. That's an awesome thing. Everybody ought to be hungry for the word of God. Everybody ought to have thirst and hunger after righteousness. But I'm talking about these people. They wasn't hungry for the word of God. They was hungry because they didn't have anything they thought to eat. And they thought that God was trying to kill them and starve them out there in the wilderness. And then that's when they began to reminisce. That's when they began to think about what they used to have. As I said, it wasn't all of that, but that's what they thought. And they began to come against Moses and to come against Aaron. So God let them know that he was going to bring this bread from heaven, and how they were, it tells us that even in that fifth verse that said that on the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So God was going to rain this bread from heaven, which he did, in order to feed these millions of people, because it was a lot of them. Only God could do this. Only God can do this. Sometimes we are very concerned, and we should be, about people, about feeding thousands of people, or feeding hundreds of people, feeding even 50 or 25 or 5 people. But you know what? When we forget that, you know, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. See, this is the hour of power. This is the hour of power broadcast, and we're talking about the power of God. We're talking about the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. We're talking about God because he is able. We need to let you know, even though you may be going through a difficult time, a wilderness experience in your life, that you have to rely on the Almighty God. Why? Because he does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. So here we find how God, after he let them know about he was going to rain down bread, and he gave them instruction again what they were to do and how much they were to get each day. And then on that sixth day, he let them know that how they would prepare it, and they get twice as much as they did gather daily, because on that seventh day that they weren't supposed to be gathering at that time. So here, getting the food. So therefore, because they were already have it. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, at Eve, then you shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, but that he hears. He hears your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. So you talking about you a fool back there in Egypt? Oh, God can do over abundant than what you had, what you thought that you had in the land of Egypt. So God let them know that what he was going to do. He was going to give them the flesh to eat in the evening, and he was going to give them that bread for that morning. And so when we look at the word of God, we see God continually moving and doing great and mighty things. And if we can just trust God, even at times that we go through things in our life, because many times when we begin to go through trials, maybe you have an infirmity in your body, and it's there just a little bit too long than what you think it should be there, and you forget that God is a healer. You forget that he is able to heal whatever sickness or disease that you may have. Sometimes when you may be going through things in your home, maybe you don't have the food in the cupboard that you think that you should have, or the steak in the freezer, or the pork chop, or whatever you may be eating. You may not see that the way it flourishes, the way that you may see it. It may be actually nothing there. But is it any reason why we should turn our face against the Almighty God? Is there a reason why we should forget God when we don't see things the way that we desire to see things? Have God changed? I think not, because he is the same yesterday, as I said before, today, and he will be forever. But because of the heart of the Israelites, because they wanted to be able to eat when they wanted to eat, and they began to complain against Moses and against Aaron. And as we say, they weren't really, they were coming against them, but they were mostly coming against God himself. So here God is able to provide a way in the wilderness, even when you don't see a way, even when you don't see those things that you want to see. You have to believe God, because the word of God says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and to lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I don't believe that these people were doing too much praying here in the wilderness. Or could they have been praying and they didn't see it, and then they began to think, oh, my God, God got us out here. And as they say, God brought them out there to kill them out, all of them in the wilderness. That was not the plan of God. Why would God go through what he did and how he stood fast and how he was showing mercy and grace to them while they were in the land of Pharaoh, while they were in Egypt? Why would God go through all that he went through in order to bring them out, to just to kill them in the wilderness? No, that's not the plan of God. And that is not the plan of God for you, men and women, boys and girls. This is not the plan of God. Just because you have said yes to God's will and yes to his ways. When you say, God, forgive me for my sins, but come into my heart and save me, and God began to flourish, God began to do great and mighty things, and then there become a testing time, and because we need to be proven, we need to be tested. And in our testing time, sometimes it may not be some things that you desire to see, but as I say again, that does not change God. We cannot begin to murmur and to complain. God doesn't like murmuring and complaining, because that is a sign of distrust in him. It let us know that you're not really trusting God. You're not really having faith in God. So the word of God tells us in Hebrews 11th chapter, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to trust God to know that he is going to do this for you. So here we see in the word of God, in that 9th verse, and Moses spoke to Aaron, say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmuring. In other words, he heard your grumbling. God not deaf that he can't hear you. God not blind that he can't see you when you are seem to be so frustrated and seem like you want to just throw up your arms and hands and say, forget it. Oh, God sees that. And he sees the heart. So he's seeing the heart of the people of Israel. He sees the Israelites as they began to complain and murmur. So Moses had spoke to Aaron and told Aaron and to say unto the congregation, the children of Israel, come near before the Lord. God want to talk to you. But he has heard your murmuring. And it came to pass that Aaron had spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard, and this is what God was speaking. He was speaking unto Moses, his man, his leader, I mean, the leader that got so mad with and so upset with. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at eve you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, just in case you have forgotten, just in case you don't trust me, just in case you don't believe that I'm able to provide for all of you that's out there in the world. And I know that there are millions of you. I know that there are a lot of you there, but I can provide a meal in the wilderness. I can take care of my people no matter what kind of circumstances that you may be in. I am able to do this. Believe me that I'm able to do this. And the word of God says, and it came to pass that at eve the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat. In other words, I've kept my promise. I said that I was going to feed you. I was going to give you flesh in the evening. I was going to give you bread in the morning. So when they seen it, they didn't know what to call it, and they didn't know what it was. But then Moses let them know what this was. This is what the Lord has given you to eat. And this is a thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather it, and he's given instruction. We're given instruction. We're going to be almost, we got to end this, but I mean, God is really speaking to his people this morning. It says, God, the Lord has commanded, he's given instruction, gather up it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your person, take you every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did melt it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no life. They gathered every man according to his eating. You know, measure up or how much going to fill you up. That's what they supposed to gather. And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. In other words, what you're going to get and what you eat and what you gather, you eat it right then. Don't leave anything till the morning. Because, see, and again, God was letting them know that I'm trying to show you how to trust me. You don't have to put things away and try to save it, because in the morning I have more for you. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses. But some of them left of it until the morning, and it breathed worms. And it stank. And Moses was angry with them. Why? Why? Because they disobeyed God. Because they were disobedient. God had given them instructions, but they failed to follow the instructions. So God knew what's going to, if they left it until the morning, if they left it overnight, what was going to happen to it? So here it began to, it turned to worms, it bred worms, and it began to stink. And Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omners or one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the Lord Sabbath. To the Lord bake that which you will bake today, and see it, that you will see it, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. Now, at this time, they were instructed to get enough for that day and for the next day, because that's what God said. This was God's instruction, and it wasn't going to turn to worms, because this is what God had said. He was showing them. Sometimes it is very difficult to some people to follow instruction. It's so difficult for them to be obedient to the Most High God. It's disobedient. It's so difficult for people to trust God. You know, when God has all the answer, when God is the answer, when we can rely on ourselves, we are in trouble. But when we can rely on the Almighty God, I mean, God will move on our behalf. He will do what needs to be done in our lives. He knows how to take care of his people. We're almost getting there. We're almost there. And they laid it up to the morning as Moses had bade, and it did not stink. Why? Because they did as the Lord had instructed Moses to tell them, neither was there any worms therein. And Moses said, eat that today, but today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day in it shall there be none. And it came to pass there went out some of the people on the seventh day, but together, and they found out. I mean, what kind of people were these people? They have already told them, we're ending this thing. I mean, it just showed you the mentality of a disobedient, stiff-necked person. They went out, but this was not the will of God. We got to come to a close. But we thank God, the mercy and the grace of God, and that he is able to bring us out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. And we just believing that God is going to speak to his people, and we believe that we're going to be, as you join us on next week as we begin to go through the word of God, as God give us revelation and understanding. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise thee for all that you have done. Thank you for the revelation, knowledge, and insight of this word today. Lord, thank you, Father, for feeding us with that bread from heaven. Father, ever increase our faith. Ever, Lord God, give us daily bread. Even as your word says, our Father, heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, thou art the power, thou art the glory. God, we thank you, Lord God, for taking care of us. Even in a wilderness experience, even when sometimes it seems like we're in the wilderness, but God, you're able to prepare a way in the wilderness. Even as you prepare the way for the Israelites, God, you're still preparing the way for your people. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. Lord, heal those of us. have infirmities in their bodies. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for complete healing and deliverance. God, we ask you, Lord, if some that not saved, God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. Father, we thank you, God, because we realize that you saved to the uttermost. We thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy from the Hour of Power broadcast. Please tune in on next week as we again preach and teach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. May God bless and keep you. Is our prayer.